Okay, here's another reason to worry about distributing iPads to students. Young people today can be pretty savvy with technology. Like, say, they're good at hacking iPads given to them. Nearly 200 high school students in the Los Angeles Unified School District breached the security locks on their school-issued iPads so they could surf the internet at will. NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
Myra Nahida is a 17-year-old senior at Roosevelt High in East L.A. She hasn't hacked her school-issued iPad just yet, but some classmates have offered to do it for her.
They've told me Friday, I will do it for you because you're my friend. They told me that.
And if you're not their friend, well, Myra says it'll cost.
They were charging people to do it. It was like a little black market.
Price per hack?
$2.
The students are hacking around software that lets Los Angeles Unified School District officials know where the iPads are and what the students are doing with them all the time. This software also lets the district block certain sites.
Facebook, YouTube, probably Instagram, Snapchat.
Roosevelt sophomore Juan Escalante tried to show me the hack on his iPad just outside of the school.
Just go to settings, general, and then...
But he realized it was already done.
Oh, wow, my friend already deleted the files.
I asked the school district's chief information officer, Ronald Chandler, about all of this.
Were you surprised when you heard about this?
Not really.
Chandler says that from the most secured parts of the federal government to kids' iPads, people just hack. He does admit that the Los Angeles Unified School District's iPad policy probably should be changed.
We talked to students and we asked them, why did you do this? And in many cases, the students said, listen, you guys are just locking us out of too much stuff.
They were bound to fail.
Renee Hobbs runs the Media Education Lab at the University of Rhode Island. She's been a skeptic of the iPad program from the start.
Children are growing up today with the iPad used as a device for entertainment. So when the iPad comes into the classroom, there's a shift in everybody's thinking.
And sometimes that shift is hard for everybody. Hobbs says this isn't the first time educators have tried to co-opt things that lots of people use for fun.
Back in the 1930s, there was a big initiative to use radio in education. It was the original distance education.
Hobbs says that all fizzled out.
Within a decade, we discovered that the commercial use of radio for soap operas and music shows and game shows actually eclipsed the educational use of radio. And the entertainment function is just so dominant, you can't compete.
Los Angeles Unified School District, for its part, says it's addressing what it calls, quote, a glitch in the iPad software. The district told me that for now, the hackers won't be punished, but home use of the iPads has been halted indefinitely. And that's okay for Roosevelt senior Myra Nahida, who isn't sure she needs one at all.
It's hard to tell. It's good to have an iPad, but then we shouldn't have iPads.
Nahida says she doesn't even do digital homework on her school-issued iPad. She takes care of that on her personal iPhone 5. Sam Sanders, NPR News.